early voting began today in North Carolina for the March 15th primary, and for the first time, most voters there have to show a government-issued photo ID. It's one of several states with new voting laws this year, but in North Carolina, the rules have changed so much that confusion could be a voter's biggest hurdle. NPR's Pam Fessler filed this report.
Kemp is here. Melinda's here. Betty, did you sign up? Yeah, you're here. So I'm going to check you off. We got you signed up.
Volunteers arrived Monday night at the Unitarian Church in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. They were there to be trained as poll watchers to help voters who might run into problems at the polls. Bob Hall is executive director of Democracy North Carolina, one of the organizers and the trainer.
This is the first election when all the complexities of the ID are in full force. And it's a very complex law.
He tells the group that election workers will have to determine whether the photo on a person's ID bears a reasonable resemblance to the voter and whether the ID is valid.
And what you are going to do is help document what happens when the voters go in and try to vote. Are there problems? What kind of problems?
His group thinks there could be many, mostly because the rules are so confusing. For example, the state had banned same-day voter registration and the counting of ballots cast in the wrong precinct, but a judge has suspended those changes for this primary. The state also decided recently that voters who don't have the right ID can still vote if they declare they had a reasonable impediment to getting an ID, like a lack of transportation.
Is that what they're saying they're going to do then? No, I haven't heard about that. That's good.
Georgia Grant is president of the local chapter of the League of Women Voters. She was hardly the only person I spoke with who didn't know about the reasonable impediment change. Grant says she's been registering high school seniors and is surprised how many don't have an ID because they don't drive and don't know that they'll need an ID to vote.
That has been very upsetting to me because I've been dealing with it for maybe 3 years.
State officials say they've been trying to get the word out about the new laws and how those who need an ID can get one. They've aired radio and TV ads, held community meetings, and trained county election workers. Ted Fitzgerald leads the state effort and says no valid voter should be turned away.
We want to make sure that everybody's got the right information, the same information.
It is a lot of information. What people have to understand, they need to be patient with the poll workers.
John Kearney is director of elections for Nash County, where Rocky Mount is located. He says his workers are well trained, but they're also human.
These are people that may be getting paid, but they're basically volunteers who do this once or twice a year or may have never done this. And we're giving them stacks and stacks of information to understand and to process these voters.
He thinks things will go smoothly, but says to be honest, until voters show up, you never really know.
It's in Jesus' name we ask it, and God's people together said, amen. Amen again.
Several hundred people gathered for noontime Bible study at the Word Tabernacle Church in Rocky Mount. This congregation takes voting very seriously, and many here say they have faith that they'll have no problems at the polls, although some do worry about elderly voters who might not have the right ID. Robert Slade thinks his sister-in-law is one of them.
She's up in her 80s, but she usually go to vote every year. But she might get there this year and they turn around.
Although if all goes according to plan, that shouldn't happen. Pam Fessler, NPR News.